Okay, it's Monday and it is now 4:20 and 55 seconds, which can only mean one thing. Connor Pope is on the line to solve your consumer conundrums. If there's anything you'd like Connor to grapple with, I was going to say Comper to grapple with, you can get in touch at pricewatch@rte.ie. Afternoon, sir.
If you want to call me Comper, that's absolutely Comper. Fine. I'll be known as that from now on.
Comper Pope. How are you?
I'm good. And how are you getting on yourself?
I'm not a bother. Okay, so our problem today is about concert ticket themed. The first one is about the much sought after Oasis tickets. I think you've talked a lot about these, haven't you, over the couple of months?
I talked about them a lot this time last year, or at least last September when the tickets went on sale and there was this mad frenzy. But I suppose we're really coming up to the big time now, and the concerts aren't far away now.
And actually, if I was watching across the water, a friend of mine, Joanne McNally, she actually bought tickets online for Glastonbury and they turned out to be fake and she paid a lot of money for them. So with that in mind. Hi, Connor. I missed out on Oasis tickets last summer, and with the concerts in Dublin coming up, I'm still in the market for a pair. I've seen some selling online and the prices seem affordable and the seller's genuine, but I'm concerned I might get ripped off. Have you any advice when it comes to protecting myself? Thanks. And actually, anybody who watched Joanne's, like, she lost a lot of money when she bought this package for Glastonbury and it was turned out to be a scam. So what's your thoughts on that?
Well, listen, this is going to become a huge story, I reckon, over the next 3 or 4 weeks before the Oasis concerts in Croke Park. And I guarantee you there's going to be listeners who are going to lose money, and they're going to lose a lot of money. Now, it's happened in the UK. It's happening in this country as well. Up as far as April, so from the start of the year to the end of April, according to one British bank, UK Oasis fans lost more than €2.5 million to dodgy tickets. And that was up to April, and I would suspect that the amounts lost between April and June and July were much, much higher. And it's going to be the same thing in Ireland. So people need to have a few things. They need to bear a few things in mind. And if you just remember this, you should be okay. And if Joanne McNally had remembered this, she would probably have been okay. First off, if it seems too good to be true, it is too good to be true. So if someone is offering you an Oasis ticket for £85 or £100, that probably is a little bit on the cheap side. Yeah. And if it seems like the price is unrealistically low, well, then what you could be facing is a scammer just wanting to lure as many people as possible into the net. They're looking for quick sales and they're looking for people who are desperate to buy the tickets. The other thing that to bear in mind is if you're not given the opportunity to meet the person who's selling you the ticket and to see the tickets they have, the digital copies of the ticket they have in person, that should be another red flag. Because there was a time back in the day when tickets were physical things, yeah, and the big concert promoters put all sorts of 3D holograms and metal strips, yeah, in them to avoid counterfeiting. But nowadays, all that they effectively do is they have a lot of technology at their end, which allows them to detect whether or not the QR code is fraudulent or fake or has been used before. But for you as the punter, you might get a QR code ticket that looks for all the world exactly like a legitimate one. You have no way of telling whether or not it's fake. So don't, unless you can actually meet the person who's giving you the ticket, think very long and hard about buying the ticket off them. If somebody is pressuring you to make a quick sale, so if somebody's telling you, listen, you got to decide today, you got to decide in the next 20 minutes because I've got a line of 20 people looking to buy those tickets, well, then say no, just walk away. If you see ads popping up on your social media accounts, that's another red flag, because the criminals are able to use social media accounts. They pay for the advertising. It looks kind of legitimate, and you might be suckered into it. Or the other thing is, if you see it selling on, you know, and this is no disrespect to the likes of Dundeal, but if you see it selling on online classifieds websites, yeah, you know, it should be just, you should always pause and think to yourself, am I being hoodwinked here? Because the last thing you want to do is to buy the ticket, spend 200 or 700 or whatever amount of money it is on a ticket, rock up to Croke Park and be told at the door, sorry, man, those tickets are fake. And you have absolutely no comeback. You've got no consumer rights protecting you. So I would say to people that unless you know the person who's selling you the ticket and unless you can meet them face to face to discuss it, well, then it's just probably not worth taking the risk, even if the deal seems really, really attractive.
I couldn't agree with you more, actually. And considering I know somebody firsthand who was done for, but just being, do you know what it is? They're capitalizing on the emotional need of the person trying to buy the tickets, right? So that person is obviously a huge Oasis fan, missed out on the tickets last year, really wants to go. Probably all their friends are going, you know?
Exactly.
So but they get emotional.
And that's the really important thing here, Brendan. The criminals aren't stupid. The criminals are really clued in to what's happening. And the criminals would have known in the middle of June that there was a huge demand for Glastonbury tickets. And they will know that there's a huge demand for Oasis tickets in Ireland in the next few weeks. And they'll know that there's a huge demand for Electric Picnic tickets. And what they are doing is they're playing on people's emotions. And they're also playing on people's willingness to trust other people. Because we all kind of assume that other people are good. When the reality is that there's an awful lot of ne'er-do-wells out there who are just looking to part us from our cash.
And we, I love that, Connor. We're bringing that back. Ne'er-do-wells. I'm going to get that T-shirt for you. So I think you're right. Unless it's a friend of a friend and you can meet the person, probably not worth the risk. I agree. That's great advice. Okay. This is about a concert that's already happened. I kind of like this one. I like a disgruntled customer. I love a little moan. Hi, Connor. I was at Justin Timberlake in Malahide Castle. And while it was grand, I wasn't blown away. I have seen talk of people looking for refunds because he didn't do much singing for some of the big songs. And that got me wondering if I might have some comeback or if we have a right when it comes to disappointing concerts. Interesting.
just to bring some of your listeners who mightn't be on social media up to speed, it's become kind of a viral thing in the last few days, last week or 10 days. People have been posting clips of Justin Timberlake performing at Malahide Castle, and he's been basically holding the mic out to the crowd and getting them to sing all his big hits as he slouches around the stage looking bored and disgruntled and disappointed and miserable. And a similar experience happened to fans of a concert he played in Romania in recent weeks. And there was an awful lot of people saying, this is an outrage. They paid big money to see Justin Timberlake. And here he is. He's just going through his emotions. He doesn't seem to care. Bottom line, answering the question of this listener, do they have any comeback? Almost certainly not, because there is no refunds on the table if a concert is terrible. And I'm not saying for a second that the Justin Timberlake concert was terrible, because I wasn't there. So all I'm relying on is social media clips, and that's not enough to be relying on. But certainly the mood seems to be that a lot of people, both in Ireland and in other places, were disgruntled. Do you have any rights? No. The bottom line is you don't. And it's not the first time that an artist has lazily stuck the mic out and asked people to sing along. And I remember once going to I remember seeing Counting Crows in the Olympia Theatre, right? And Counting Crows' big song, of course, is Mr. Jones. And I'll never forget it. When they played Mr. Jones, they didn't sing the song at all. The crowd sang Mr. Jones word perfect all the way through. And I was going, did I really pay all that money so I could hear 800 Irish people sing Mr. Jones? I don't know. But, you know, that sometimes happens. And in that case, it was all about good nature and really exuberant atmosphere. It seemed to be a different thing in Malahide Castle. The other thing to remember, by the way, is you do have some rights. I think a couple of years back, people were furious with Nicki Minaj when she played in the same venue, and she only played for about 40 minutes, or certainly not much more than an hour. You might have some comeback when it comes to getting a refund in those circumstances if the concert promoter has told you for how long the concert will last and you have some sense that then what to expect. But in this case, no money back, I'm afraid.
And do you think it's probably down to the fact that he's probably just touring too much, because an artist have to tour now to earn a living. I'm sure they're earning a lot. But
do you know what? I read a very long article about the disaffection within the Justin Timberlake camp in the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to stand over what the Daily Mail's inside sources close to Justin Timberlake were saying. So I have no idea. Maybe he was having a bad day. Maybe he was having a bad week. Or maybe he was just tired. Who knows? But I know that it certainly hasn't been going well for his world tour.
Thank you so much, Connor. I'm going to make a T-shirt for you. The ne'er-do-wells are coming back. That's it from us today. Thanks to the wonderful team who put this incredible show together today. John Cook is up next with Drive Time, and we'll see you tomorrow from 3.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.